This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan today. He will inaugurate the Uttar Pradesh International Trade Show 2025 at Greater Noida and also address the gathering on the occasion. It will highlight the state's diverse craft traditions, modern industries, robust MSMEs and emerging entrepreneurs on a single platform. Key sectors that will be represented include handicrafts, textiles, leather, agriculture, food processing, IT, electronics and Ayush, among others. It will also feature Uttar Pradesh's rich art, culture and cuisine under one roof. The trade show will be held till the 29th of this month. Later, the Prime Minister will visit Rajasthan and lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth 1,22,100 crore rupees. He will also address a public function at Banswara. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the World Food India 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening. The four-day event will showcase India's strengths in the food processing sector, food sustainability and the production of nutritious and organic food. The government has approved six major proposals with a total investment outlay of around 95,000 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi, Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav said, the decisions taken in Union Cabinet meeting cover several sectors.
Kareeb 95,000 crore rupees ke total faisle aaj ke.
Decisions worth around 95,000 crore rupees have been taken in today's cabinet meeting. These decisions cover several sectors, railways, highways, railway bonus matters and shipbuilding. Major reforms include a fellow program for our human resources and research and development activities, along with an increase in the number of seats in medical education.
Medical education mein number of seats ko badhana.
The minister said the cabinet has approved a comprehensive package of nearly 70,000 crore rupees to revitalize India's shipbuilding and maritime sector. The government also cleared payment of productivity-linked bonus, PLB, of 78 days to 10.91 lakh railway employees. The Minister of Home Affairs has said that the central government has been actively engaged with apex body Leh and Kargil Democratic Alliance on the demand of Sonam Wangchuk related to the 6th schedule and statehood for Ladakh. It said that a series of meetings were held with them through the formal channel of the High Powered Committee, HPC, as well as subcommittee and multiple informal meetings with leaders. The Appointments Committee of the Cabinet, ACC, has approved the extension of service of General Anil Chauhan as the Chief of Defence Staff, CDS, who shall also function as Secretary to the Government of India, Department of Military Affairs, up to 30th May 2026 or until further orders. General Chauhan was appointed as a CDS on 28th of September 2022. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh and Vidarbh today. It also predicted heavy rainfall in Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Andhra Pradesh, Kerala, Goa, Lakshadweep, Maharashtra, Marathwada, Odisha, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Telangana and a few parts of Northeast India today. The Kaziranga National Park and the Tiger Reserve will be open from tomorrow. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma announced this yesterday. Initially, the Bagori range of the park will be opened. Kohora Range, Central Range, is likely to be opened in the second week of October, and elephant safari is to begin from the 1st of November. The death toll due to rain-related incidents in Kolkata and adjoining areas has increased to 11. Water has reduced in many areas in Kolkata, but some other areas are still underwater. Bus and metro services are running normal. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees for the next of kin of the deceased persons. In Pakistan, security forces today gunned down 13 terrorists of the outlawed Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, TTP, during an intelligence-based operation in the restive Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. In cricket, India stormed into the final of the Asia Cup 2025, beating Bangladesh by 41 runs in the Super Fours at Dubai International Cricket Stadium yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.